221-8990.
And when you call, you can make a pledge. Now, please understand that you may get a volunteer that's not speaking Spanish today. And so maybe while Pastor Rivera is here, he might be able to help us with that. But we're very grateful and thankful for him being here today. We're going to be hearing more. But the phone lines are open at 888-221-8990. Toll free from anywhere. It's time now for the Revealing Truth broadcast. If you'd like to join us, please call and make your pledge today. 888-221-8990.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Hi, I'm Pastor Tina Cook, and I would like to invite you to our awesome True Life Inner Healing Group every other Saturday morning from 9 to 11 a.m. If you are in need of a touch, a word, or a healing from Jesus Christ, this is the place to be. Every group, we have a God encounter. I love the presence of God, but even more, I love watching Him instantly transform your life. It's a fact that your life will never be the same. For the next group date, check out our website at mytruthchurch.com. And you can also check out my testimony at tinacook.org. So come, join me every other Saturday at 9 a.m. and come expecting.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
There's no lack of information anywhere. Most people in here know a little bit about everything, because we got Google. Anything you ever want to know, you can find it online. You don't have to go to a garage anymore if you got tools. You can watch a YouTube instructional video step by step how to tear a motor down and put it back together and become your own expert. They'll walk you, put the little headphones on and hit the thing, get out of there with a wrench. Turn it four times. One, two, three, four. And the transmission will fall out. Boom. And everybody's an expert. Come on, amen. That ain't a problem. It's the next stage of transformation to manifest what it is that we've been thinking in our life that most people struggle with. How do we make it manifest? So what happens is heaven downloads this into my spirit, and when it gets into my spirit, I begin to process it through my mind. So everything that's important to my world has to be filtered through my mind. And if my mind ain't right, my world ain't right. Because God can put some good things downloaded into me, but when it comes through my mind and comes out the other stuff, what God intended for good sometimes becomes very ugly. And it can happen like that. It can happen like that. I'm at the altar praying, oh, I'm going to love everybody. I just love people. I love them. I love them. I love them. I love them. 5 minutes after church, you get cut off at Edwards Road and 25th. Who in the heck do you think you are? Went right out the window because it was processed through the mind. Don't give up on me. That's why 3 John 2 says this. He says, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health. Watch this. Now, don't miss this. Even as your soul prospers. He said, above all things that you prosper and be in health. In other words, you can't be healthy and you can't prosper unless your soul is prospering. Come on, help me somebody. Amen. You don't have no prosperity in your health and you don't have no prosperity in your wallet if you're messed up in the head. The soul has got to prosper by what's been downloaded into your spirit. Amen. I don't know about you, but I like money and I like to be healthy. I want everything that God has for my life being downloaded into me to manifest into my world. Come on, amen. That's why we have thousands and thousands and thousands of people that show up for church every Sunday morning, and they have spirit prosperity, but they live in soul poverty. Come on now. And this is what happens. Our spirit will grab things from the spiritual realm. How many know your spirit is not bound by time or space? So my spirit, the Bible says this in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, he put eternity in our heart. God put eternity in our heart. So our spirit is actually existing in the eternal realm. Your body's not. All you got to do is look in a mirror. You can figure that out pretty quick. Unless you're under 18 years old, then it's just getting better and better every day. I miss them days. So our spirit is in an eternal realm. I grab things in the spiritual realm. That's why you can walk into a room sometimes and nobody ain't even got to say anything. You walk right into a room and pick up a bad vibe. You ever do that? You walk into a room and you feel like you just stepped into something. Let me just get them. You ever had that? Some of you might have been the people that were in the room causing the vibe. And in your and in your mind, you say this, I shouldn't be here right now. I need to get up on out of this place. I got to go. Let me tell you, when I was out in the world, I knew there were some places I did not need to be. There were many times in my life I would walk into a room and go, in my mind, I do not need to be in here right now. And I just walk right on in and sit down. Can anybody identify with that? Come on, amen. And watch this. Nobody has to communicate that to you. Nobody has to tell you you shouldn't be here right now. You know what? Your spirit picked up things in the spiritual atmosphere that were happening around you. And that was a spirit thing. Come on, somebody, amen. See, what you don't realize is your spirit is like a big old antenna. Everywhere you go, your spirit is picking up things. You have to learn how to discern what that is, or even if you want to hear it or not. Most of the time in life, we just shut it off because we get tired of hearing it. We want to ignore it for the momentary thrill. Come on, amen. Sometimes we're not aware of it, but it's there. Amen. How many of you know the spiritual atmosphere is active right now in this house? It's active right now in this place. How many know floating through this room right now is MTV, Fox News, CNN, NBC, CBS, it's all flowing through here right now. What time is it? It's all in this room right now. You say, well, I don't see any of that stuff. No, but all the waves are in here floating in this room right now. Everything's in this room right now. Everything, all the waves, all your cell phone information is floating, all your location service floating around in here. The CIA's in here, they're going, yeah, they're at Truth Church, and they're at Truth Church, they're at Truth Church. They're reading your stuff right now. Does that make you a little paranoid? You better turn your location services off. But the truth is if you wanted to see what was going on CNN, all you have to do is tune your antenna into it. If you got Xfinity, you can just pull your cell phone out and go right to TV on go and hit CNN. It'll pop right up and you can see Donald Trump yelling at everybody. They tell me not to be political. I can't help it. So you just got to tune in or tune out. But how many miracles are floating around in the atmosphere right now? There's miracles floating all over this room right now. There's deliverance floating all over this room. There's words of knowledge floating all over this room. There's destiny. It's all floating. Healing is floating around the room. You just got to learn how to tune into the word that's being spoken over your life and download that into your spirit. Wisdom is floating all over the room right now. You say, I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to talk. I don't know how to talk to people. I don't know how to understand it. Wisdom is floating around in the room. You just got to learn how to tap into it. Amen. What we do is we tune into it by faith. Somebody shout faith. We latch onto it by faith and we download everything that God has for our life. But to manifest it, once I get it downloaded, I have to process it through my mind. The battle, Joyce Meyer calls it the battlefield of the mind. Is this all right? Amen. Paul wrote this in Romans. He said, do not be conformed. Do not be conformed to this world. That word conform literally means to move in the same dimension. In other words, don't move in the same dimension that the world's moving in. Think different than the world. Don't link up in your thoughts with what's happening in the world. So how many know, look at this carpet right here. See the carpet just kind of comes up and it conforms to the shape of the stage. Just butts right up there, just conforms up there to the shape of the stage. It's not in the stage. It's conforming to it. Come on, somebody, amen. Somebody said, well, I'm not out sinning. I'm not out using drugs and doing all that stuff. No, 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 you are not the steps, but the pattern of your life is conformed to the steps. So you might be clean on the outside, but your thinking is all screwed up and conformed to the way the world's doing things. That's why you keep cycling out of this, in and out of the same dysfunction of your life. That's why you keep finding yourself in the same place, that you keep picking yourself back up out of the same thought process, out of the same confusion, out of the same dysfunction. You keep going, God, why am I back here again? It's because you have a mentality, a thinking process that is conformed to the way the world thinks. And even though you've downloaded what you need, you haven't processed it through your mind. Is everybody okay? Amen? So what happens is the way the world thinks is shaping how I think. And I'm getting my influence from how the world thinks rather than what I'm downloading from heaven. Amen? Because how many know you don't have to be doing bad stuff to not have your head right? That word right there don't mean sin. That's not what conform is. It doesn't mean sin. That word right there, in the Greek is the word cosmos. It means the order of things. The order of things. So that means you've got to reorder your things in your head. There's two ways to think, godly and worldly. Come on, amen? So we got to agree. We have to understand we're in a covenant. Somebody shout covenant. I like this one. The Bible says we strike our hands or we clap our hands and we make a covenant. How many of you remember the day if I said to somebody, Tim, I want to buy a car from you, Tim. And Tim said, okay. And I said, okay, I'm going to give you $5,000 for your car. He said, okay. And we would shake on it. We shake on it. Amen. And we would make a covenant with a handshake. There used to be a day in this country when a man's handshake was more important than a man's signature on a piece of paper, by the way. It was how you strike a covenant. You slap somebody's hand and you shake it. You strike a covenant that cannot be broken. Amen? They were saying that. And God said this. How many know every time you come in here and praise and worship and you clap your hands, you strike in the covenant with God? That means you believe in everything you're singing. I agree. My covenant with God.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment, but first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church that has been serving our community for the last 2 years. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God.
When you're in the middle of a praise zone, you strike every time you clap. Don't stand out there and don't clap. You say, well, that's just a Pentecostal thing. No. That's a sign of a covenant with God that His word is true in your life. Go ahead and clap. If speaking is important, then clapping is too. You didn't know that, did you? Amen. Come on. You say, Pastor, I'm just keeping beat with the music. Well, it just makes it sound better when you keep beat with the music. But you're really striking a covenant with God. Amen. It means I'm believing that what we're singing about is going to manifest in my life. I'm not just standing in here mindlessly going through activity while Simone leads worship. Going, oh, this is great, man. They sound really good. Because that's what it's turned into. We now call it an applause. We just clap when somebody does something wonderful. You know? Somebody sings a hole in one. Job said this. He said, I clap my hands and hiss the enemy away. I clap my hands and I hiss the enemy away. So what do you think that means? You know what? When I was little, my grandma had chickens in her backyard. And she'd be planting out in the garden. And she'd come out there and she would do this. Get on out of here. Get on out of here. Because the chickens would try to eat the seed out of the ground. Come on, help me, somebody. Amen. Sometimes you just got to clap your hands and hiss the enemy away. Y'all don't believe me, but my mama was super ultra Pentecostal. No, you don't know. She was bad. My dad and my mom, some of y'all know them. They were very Pentecostal. We grew up Pentecostal. We grew up almost holiness. We believed back then the poorer you were, the closer to God you were. We did. And the more poor you looked and the more homely you looked, the closer you were to God. I grew up thinking everybody in the church is ugly. All these ugly people, put some makeup on, please. I tell you right now, my mom and daddy were holy. But they were Pentecostal. My dad liked to cut up and play all the time, too, man. They used to play tricks on us because me and my brothers, we were all potheads and drug addicts and alcoholics, and we were teenagers. My parents were elders at the largest church in the state of Florida. They had 12 couples that were elders at this church, and my parents were the only one out of all the 12 elders that had kids that lived like hell. The rest of them were all going to college and the praise team, and not us. We coming in, we sneaking out at 1 in the morning, pushing dad's car down the road, trying to steal the car to go party. Mess. But my mom and dad, you know, they never lost their sense of humor. They knew we were raised on the Word of God. You know, we grew up in church, so they would play mind games with us a little bit. I don't know, did anyone ever see Thief in the Night? It's an old movie about the rapture. The movies in the 70s were a lot more scarier than today. They show everything today. Back then, a woman walked in the bathroom, and the guy was gone, and there was a razor vibrating in the sink. And then they're walking around, and half the people were missing in the world, and they realized that half the people in the world went up in the rapture, and they were all left behind. Yeah. So my mama used to tell us all the time, you're going to come home stone one day, and you're going to find out God's done come, Jesus done come, you've been left behind. And they knew when we were high. We'd be down in the woods smoking a big old joint. We come home. I remember one time I come home, nothing, nowhere. Mom, where are you? I'm hungry. Nothing. looking around the house everywhere. I can't find them nowhere. Starting to feel a little panic. Walk in the bedroom, and on the bed, laid out perfectly, was his clothes like he had vanished and her clothes like she had vanished. I ain't kidding. And we're stoned, you know, and by the time tears are coming, oh, dear God, you came while I was smoking pot. Oh, sorry, Lord. By the time the closet door fly open, I got you. Because they were mean Pentecostals because they knew we were high. You know why we like that? Because we behave what we believe. We behave what we believe. Amen? If you believe a lie, behave a lie. And so what we do in the church is a lot of times we make behavior modification. We've tried to take behavior modification. We thought if we changed people's clothes, if we dressed them up, if we told them not to wear no makeup, if we told them to come in Sunday morning and act reserved, be holy, and change their language, and tell them that's how you become a Christian, then what happens is we've substituted transformation for behavior modification. And although there are times in my life, because when I was in recovery, I had gotten so bad out in the world, I had to go to a place where they could cut off all the outside behavior, because I was so far gone in the world, I couldn't hear anything. So I had to get positioned in a place where I could listen. And I got myself positioned in a place where they cut off all the outside behavior so they could begin to speak to my heart, where I could have transformation. Hmm? Come on, help me, somebody. Amen? Hmm? I mean, no, Jesus said this. He said, when you try to teach a man to do something that's not in him, in other words, when you try to put religious behavior on somebody and they don't have a revelation about what it is that you're trying to put on them, he said, you make them twice the son of the devil that they were in the first place. Because it has to happen on the inside. Transformation takes place right here. Spirit of a man. It causes the soul to be renewed.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
Well, good afternoon. Well, it's still morning, I'm supposing. And we're glad to have you tuning in and being a part of our day today. It's prayer and praise time here at WCNO, and we have had one exciting morning here this morning. And we're glad to have you tuning in and joining us for the prayer and praise time. Listen to this. Our current total, we are at $122,515. We are $72,485 away from having our goal completed, and we're excited about that. $72,485. We have a sister from Riviera Beach giving a gift of $100 recently on our website. And that's Winifred from Riviera Beach giving a one-time